Time right now to join Susie Croyd. She joins us every Tuesday about this time. It's a little early for 8:15. It's 8:13 right now. That's okay. Susie Croyd on AM 910 WJCW from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Glad you could join
Good.
Us here this morning. So, what did you make it okay through the rain? Did you
did.
Run in the rain?
I just barely got done before the rain came.
Good.
So, yeah. Okay. I was good.
Okay. Well, very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. So you've been on many occasions when you join us each Tuesday around 8:15, bringing someone from Asbury Place to comment and tell us about what they do at Asbury. And I see you brought a returning face to our control room again here. Would you mind introducing our listeners?
Not at all. I'm happy to. It's Gary Ellis, and he is the director of Active and Ageless Coordinator at the Kingsport YMCA. So, funny story, just a little bit of history behind this partnership he's getting ready to talk about. It was this time last year when Asbury came in and was a partnership with the Block Party during the Fun Fest in July that it got my blood pumping. There was so much activity going on at the Y, I thought, I can't be without this.
Hmm.
And it was that day when I left that event at the Block Party that I became a member of the Y. I use it for a lot of different reasons, but it was like, if that gave me the inspiration and the idea to become around, to be around the energy, the activities, and the lifestyle, what could it do for your listeners if they just came that one day to see what it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Gary talk about it, but I'm telling you, it's very inspiring, and you don't want to miss what's getting ready to come up.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting. Welcome back, Gary. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning. I drove a boat here, so pay
you're
safe.
You're in good shape.
Yeah, get through the rain just fine.
I can row a boat. Canoe? There you go.
Sure.
Bada-ching. Sorry, Daddy's there. All right, we'll get rid of that. Moving on.
I'm a fan of those. Keep
right.
rolling.
Talk to us a little bit about what you got going right now in your life and what's going on.
Yeah, so again, I'm the Active and Ageless Coordinator at the YMCA in Kingsport.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily work with our senior members. Each year, we try to participate in the block parties leading up to Fun Fest. And last year, in partnership, thanks to Asbury Place, we won first place in voted best block party. We're aiming for that again this year. It is primarily aimed for our aging members, our active and ageless members. We have a pickleball tournament that we're going to do this year. We also have line dancing, a sample group fitness class. We also aim it for the whole community, fun for the family. We're going to have popcorn and cotton candy handed out this year. We're going to have inflatables for kids. We're going to have yard games for kids. We're going to have yard games again for adults, such as golf chipping, frisbee golf course, stuff like that. But thanks to Asbury Place, last year we were able to partner with them and offer another layer of hospitality. They provided breakfast, which everybody bragged about. They enjoyed that. It was gone within an hour, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to see that again. This year we're taking a little bit different of approach. So Asbury Place will be they'll have a table set out in the main hallway leading to the main event, as will other people have tables there. We're going to have Healthy Kingsport out. We're going to have the Kingsport Diabetes Association.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions Club is going to be doing free pre-diabetic testing and A1C testing. We're going to have Visiting Angels is going to be there. So we're just going to try to bring the community together to offer as many resources available to the seniors in our community, and we really love what Asbury Place does. They really align with what we stand for at the YMCA and just bringing betterment to people's lives, especially older folks. We really want those last years to truly be golden years for them.
Senior health has become very much a burgeoning sort of thing in the last 10 to 15 years, has it not?
Yes, sir, it has. Yeah, and we've identified that in the key areas of the seniors' health is, emotional health, community health, so like social health, physical health, and then obviously, all of those go into preventing them suffering from a lot of chronic illnesses too.
Mm-hmm.
Later in their years.
Yeah, so the focus on seniors, of course, naturally ties together with Asbury Place, of course, because the predominant portion of your population, mm-hmm, is seniors, right?
That is correct, and when I think about this phase and what we're getting ready to enter into with the summer and the nice months, it reminds me of what we just touched on last week about the well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Asbury's vision, Asbury's mission to do all the good you can, but then the focus on the focus groups, they're going to work with the residents, prospective residents, depositors, wait lists, waiting to get on our campus. It's the overall well-being, the bigger picture. And what better way to plug in one of the what I would consider a primary keystone of that than the YMCA, to be able to partner with that just at our back door. But the programs that we do together, the education that they bring to our campus, and then, like I said, just the partnership, it's priceless.
Mm. Gary, the physical aspect of what you're talking about here for seniors, how does that necessarily relate to mental well-being?
Yeah, so there are numerous studies out there. I couldn't quote them off the top of my head, but do a quick Google search and bring them up from universities, hospital systems, show that there's a direct correlation between cognitive health, specifically when you're dealing with Alzheimer's, dementia, of just doing physical exercise. And a lot, obviously, physical exercise offers other quality or positive results too in helping a senior safely move about, and goes a long ways in fall prevention. And so even as another layer to that Asbury Place YMCA partnership, you know, we come out and we do health and wellness education with their seniors there. We do, you know, some group fitness classes for them, things of that nature. And, you know, it feels great to partner with another faith-based organization that really genuinely cares about, reaching seniors and helping them live a healthy life.
Yeah. Thinking out loud right now on Tri-Cities Talk Radio and talking about Ask Asbury and Asbury Place in Kingsport. Now, when it comes to the other sorts of well-being that the YMC deals with as well, you mentioned physical and emotional too. The ability, I think, to continue to keep that blood pumping is obviously necessary for all of those above sorts of things there too. How do you handle it, though, Gary, when someone comes to the Y on their own volition and says, I know I'm out of shape. How can you help me?
That's a great question. So we offer a complimentary service. It's valued at around $200. It's called a wellness connection appointment. And in that wellness connection appointment, when someone comes into the Y, and this is for everyone, not just our seniors, but seniors will very greatly benefit from this. We sit down and we take in all of their health metrics, and it's called Visual Fitness Planner.
Okay.
And what it does is it helps them visualize what their current state of health is, and then we change some of those metrics and input, you know, like if you exercise a certain number of days and you did this, this is what you would look like in 6 months if you met every one of those goals.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them a visual, you know, visualization is very striking.
Right.
And it gives somebody something to kind of sink their teeth into. Mm-hmm. Well, then post that appointment, we give them an equipment tutorial, because one of the most intimidating things about going to a fitness facility is, what do I do?
I know.
What weights do I pick up? What machine do I use? And so that's part of the equipment tutorial, which is also a complimentary service. And then within that senior community at the Y, I myself do a lot of health and wellness education. I offer myself as a resource constantly, giving them guidance, helping them. We have a place where we put out free materials on education on diabetes, amongst other health and chronic illnesses. We have guest speakers that come in, things like that. So we really go above and beyond. I mean, when you know, and a lot of them, their insurance pays for their membership. Some do not, but there's just so many different things that we are allowed to offer thanks to our wonderful donors each year to seniors and impacting that community, I believe, in a deep and lasting way.
So. Yeah, I'm sure, Susie, from your aspect to it, Asbury Place, you've seen tremendous response and improvement among the residents.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to challenge your listeners today to find something that speaks to them. It doesn't have to be running marathons. It doesn't have to be, you know, jumping, you know, mountains or zip lining, but it can be something so small and so significant that it's a game changer, it's a life changer. But find something that is going to prolong your life, increase, you know, your quality of life, and I just challenge every listener, do something different, but make it better for you. Contact Gary at the Y. Just pick the phone up and have a phone call. Have a conversation.
Gary, you mentioned that wellness profile that you do on everyone who comes and initially comes to the Y. And you said that is on the house, right? That's free?
Yeah, it's a complimentary service.
That is really something, too. As you determine an individual's need or situation and see perhaps needs, tell our listeners, if you would, how important the nutritional value of food is to a senior.
Yeah, excuse me. In that eating well will, you can have a great exercise regimen, but if you don't have a great diet or a meal plan to back that up, it's about like having a great running car with no gas to put in it.
Okay.
Or you're pouring sugar in the tank. It's not going to run very well.
Right.
And so in that aspect, in the state of Tennessee, we don't have a licensed nutritionist or anybody on site, but we do offer a lot of education on nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, we did a how to read a nutrition label class. So we taught them, you know, what are these weird ingredients? It looks like a bunch of tribes from Israel on the back. You know, how to pronounce those? What are those? What are those? So we do stuff like that. We do in classes on like meal planning. Well, what is a healthy food? You know, what is a good food for me to eat on a daily basis? You know, and then we've also partnered with the UT Extension Program, mm-hmm. and we are a remote site for their diabetes prevention course.
Very nice.
So that takes place every other Tuesday during the summer, and for the rest of this year, we were meeting every Tuesday. We hope to repeat that class next year, and that was offered. That's a $400 value per person, and UT Extension offered that to us for free.
Wow.
So we were able to offer that to their community. It was a great, great resource. So, yeah, food goes a long ways into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just keep in mind, if you're a little questionable at the why and you're not a member, you can come and do a guest waiver, and you can come, believe, three times to try it out.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to enjoy the block party coming up on July 8th, you can also, if you're not a non-member, just fill out a guest waiver at the front desk, come and enjoy and meet some people. That is the key to exercise.
Right.
It's on its own for most people. It's boring, but when you do it in a community with some friends, it makes it a lot better.
There you go. And you got that accountability mm-hmm. factor, too. Gary, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you at the Y.
Yeah, so they can reach me at gellis@ymcakpt.org. Or you could go to our website to look up all of our information, our group fitness classes, things of that nature. You can even sign a connection form on there at ymcakpt.org. Or you can reach me directly at my phone, which I'm often away at my desk hanging out with some cool seniors most of the day. But that number is 423-765-9727.
Thanks, Gary. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Susie, what you got coming up?
I just want to say thank you for giving us the extra 2 minutes. We got to start early. And remind all your listeners about the Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show on June 28th. There's still a few seats left. You can go to our website to reserve a spot for that event, or you can call me direct, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502.
Sounds great. We'll talk
to
you next week.
Thank you.